105 BFM Lounge. It's Friday Live. Thanks to Rudy's, Brewers of Beer. Go to rudys.beer.
We really need to amend that sting, John. We're in the studio right now. We're not in the 95 BFM Lounge at all. Dylan Story's here with crew.
Hello.
Going to play some Butte tunes. The sound check was quite nice. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
You guys have just put out an EP.
No, it's coming out next Thursday.
Oh, so I got a little sneak preview.
The one I probably sent you the link. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Did you just chuck that everywhere on the internet? Did you jump?
Oh, yes. It's on all the illegal downloading services.
Yeah, it will have been massive, the traffic. Yeah.
All right, I'll move this mic into a better spot and let you guys just do your thing.
All right. We're going to start off. We're playing at the Wine Cellar next week on Thursday.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. It's going to be good. And these are a few songs off it. The song's called The Simple Things.
Please believe me when I tell you I lie about a lot of things. And we have been a bit unstable. That energy is smothering. When I told you I was weightless, I never meant to stress you out.
Thank you.
Dexter, it's Dylan's Story. Just keep listening. It's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah. That was probably our most yacht rock song of the...
Cruising home on a Friday.
Yeah. Should we bust out this next one?
Yeah.
We got time for one more?
Yeah, of course. Do you have time for one more?
Oh, we're pretty busy. Okay, yeah. I just gotta get the right delay pedal.
Classic story.
Yeah. Alright, this one's called Land and Sea.
From your stay.
Thanks, guys.
Dylan Story, fantastic, bro. It was mint and banned, obviously. Very nice.
Yeah.
Actually, you've got people pondering out there. John, can you just read that text that we just got?
That's a minter.
This is unrelated. So we've had a couple saying, hey, you guys sound great, but we've also had a text come. Perhaps you can answer this, Dylan.
Yeah.
Hi, what does one do if your son has graduated from police college 4 weeks ago? Now he's a cop and knows you smoke dope. Then he turns up last night just after I had a cone and says he can smell it and then tells me to stop smoking weed.
It's deep thinking music.
What do I do?
Whoa. Wow. I don't know what advice I'd personally have.
Actually, hasn't the law just passed? I think the new law is the cop, as the policeman, your son has to help you out now, assuming that you need help or something.
Yes, right? Maybe he can refer you.
You're totally fine. Don't worry about it.
Various services to take care of that sort of thing.
Hide the ecstasy from him, though.
Now, Dylan, just as we were saying at the start, before you kicked off, you got the new EP on its way out next Thursday.
Yeah, five songs.
Tell us a bit about where that was recorded and how you went about that.
Well, it was sort of a bit of an opportunity came up. I ended up recording it about last year with Tom Broom and Chris Marshall, basically the Miltones rhythm section. They had it all set up in there and they had a free day. I was like, okay, let's do it. And then I spent the next 6 months in terrible self-doubt and managed to get the rest of it tracked at my place. And then I was thinking, well, who's going to mix it? And I approached a few people here and they were busy. I thought, well, what music do I like? And there's this band that I hadn't listened to for a while, but I was obsessed with, called Midlake.
Yeah.
And so I looked them up, and it turns out they're running a commercial studio now in Texas.
Shit.
And so I messaged them, and I immediately got a very enthusiastic response saying, oh, yeah, I've checked out your pre-mixes. It's great. I'd love to work on it.
Wow.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. So I ended up working with Midlake to mix it.
That's a bit special story.
Yeah, that's good. I guess you got to put it out there to get stuff. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right on.
And we were just chatting away. You know, he's just a normal dude. And every now and then I'd stop and think, hang on, you're the guy that made that album.
The one that what I like.
Yeah.
And so a gig coming up, you're saying, as well.
Thursday at the Wine Cellar.
Next week.
Yep.
Me.
This Thursday. With these guys plus another member. We've got Logan on drums, we've got Jared on bass, Brennan on keys, and we have Dave Kahn on various things.
Perfect.
And, Wine Cellar.
Who else is on the bill?
Diane Swan, doing her From the Bads and other things, doing a solo project. And T-Ball, which is Tim from Hopetown Brown.
T-Ball, I like
it. Yeah, his solo thing.
Man.
It's great.
Hey, thanks so much again, Dylan, for coming up. That was very, very nice.
Thanks for having us.
Magic.